Did you know you were born with a completely intact inner knowing that is designed to guide you your whole life long? Did you know that it's uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the sucko ones? You have this intuition already. But what if you don't trust it? Around 20 years ago, I was in the same place. I doubted what my intuition was telling me. I ignored my inner knowing because I couldn't find a reason to do what it was telling me to do. We can ignore the advice of our intuition. We are that powerful. But it costs us, sometimes heavily, as it did me. On today's show, you'll hear that story. That's because today we are starting our series on busting the myths that hold you back from trusting your own intuition. Starting with the myth that you need a reason to trust it. And I'll share with you how you do find out why your intuition is pointing you in a certain direction. Knowing this and doing this will help you, time after time, discover and experience the gold that your inner knowing is aiming you toward. At the very end of the show, I'll share with you what I say when I'm in a position where I'm needing to explain myself or my actions to someone else, and they're based on an inner knowing, not on an easy-to-see, quote, fact or reason.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. I was standing in the parking lot of my office building when a friend of mine introduced me to Brad, who also occasionally worked in our building. I was in my late 20s at the time and single, open to love, as all or most single 20-year-old women are. Still wondering when or if I would find a true partner, hoping but not knowing if there was someone out there for me. Of course, I immediately noticed that Brad was a handsome guy, as any single lady would. I could tell that he liked me too. After that initial meeting, we would occasionally bump into each other in the parking lot, coming or going from our office building. My interest was piqued. I knew that he was also single. The problem was, every time I thought of him or bumped into him, I couldn't get over the feeling that I shouldn't date him. I had this sort of caution, do not move forward, feeling in my body. Like, handsome, but not for you. It was so confusing because there was chemistry between Brad and I. I found him handsome. He seemed really interesting. We were in the same line of work, and so I knew that we shared similar values. I didn't feel that he was dangerous, and he wasn't. So I couldn't figure out why my intuition was telling me that the connection wasn't one to pursue. I didn't trust my intuition. I felt like I needed a reason to heed its caution. So I did secret polls of my friends and colleagues. Without them knowing that's what I was fishing for, I'd be like, "So, what do you know about Brad?" I was trying to find the reason I shouldn't date him. Not one person had anything terrible to say about him. I had kind of hoped they would, only because it would have given me the proof I felt I needed that my intuition was giving me good advice. But those extra inquiries came up short. So when he asked me out, I said yes. I couldn't find a reason, other than my own inner knowing, not to. We had fun together. The chemistry was there. Still, the feeling remained, got stronger even. I was standing on the deck of my house one sunny afternoon in early summer, thinking about him and these contradictory feelings I had about him, when the image of a 10-foot pole popped into my head. I understood its message very clearly. That's how far I should keep this man away from me, meaning definitely out of dating range. I know Brad sensed my cautiousness. I was like, one foot in, yes, I like you. It's fun to be with you. But for reasons I can't explain at all, I'm holding back. Also, not totally in. He didn't let it stop him. His persistent invitations continued. He asked me out to a music festival for a weekend. It sounded like so much fun. Again, I couldn't find a reason to say no. Seeing him with his friends, finding out new and interesting things about him, listening to him play music, hearing his best friends talk him up, he won me over that weekend. Since the voice of my intuition was loud, but not forthcoming with reasons, in the end, I simply overrode it. We can do that. We are that powerful. We can ignore the good advice of our own intuition at any time. Generally, it costs us, just like it did me. Skip to a year and a half later. I was standing in our yard, the one I shared with him at his cabin where we lived together. I had just been away for several weeks from our home caring for my dying grandfather. Brad was away that day at a conference when a woman sauntered down our driveway. We lived in the mountains in Colorado. Our driveway wasn't one you would stumble across. When I saw her walking down our quarter-mile driveway, all of my senses went on high alert. Though I had never seen her before, the dog knew her and was wagging her tail like greeting a friend. When she got to the bottom of our driveway and the house, the woman introduced herself to me as Brad's girlfriend, or said at least she had been for the last several weeks while I had been out of town caring for my dying grandfather. Brad had recently broken it off with her, and she was still confused about why. She had come here that day knowing that he would be gone, trying to sort out her feelings about it all. Although, obviously, that wasn't the loudest feeling in my body at the time, I was so grateful she had followed that impulse. As you can imagine, finding out that my boyfriend was unfaithful to me was very dramatic and traumatic for me. But when this all went down, I couldn't help thinking about that 10-foot pole, about all of that insight I had had those many months ago, telling me that a relationship with this man was not my road. I thought, I could have avoided this. I knew I shouldn't date him. I had known in my bones that it was unwise, but I couldn't find a reason. I doubted my intuition. That was the last time I knowingly did so. You are listening to the Own Your Intuition show and podcast. I am your host, psychic and author, Aimée Cartier. And today, we are busting the myths that hold you back from trusting your own inner knowing. Myths like you need a reason to heed the advice of your intuition. As you can imagine, that experience made an impact on me. I didn't come to know and rely upon my intuition because I thought it was cool. Well, it is cool, by the way. But I came to it because I discovered it was useful. That my intuition was leading me with very little effort down the best roads. And perhaps, more importantly in this case, it was trying to help me skip the bumpy, treacherous, or just plain painful ones. I did not doubt my intuition again. That was around 20 years ago. I've been listening to it ever since. And in the process, I've honed and dialed practices that worked for me to keep it sharp, to help me navigate my way forward with grace and ease. Just like that simple 10-foot pole image in my mind had been trying to do for me all those years ago, easily and gracefully steer me away from a road best not taken. So, do you feel like you need a reason to trust your intuition? That when your intuition gives you insight that you can't understand, that you had better come up with some logical explanation for it in order to follow it? It's a common myth that holds people back from trusting their own inner knowing, their own intuitive insight. So, let me put it very clearly. In case you've just joined us in the show and missed my story, no reason is necessary. Your intuition is reason enough. It's important to know that sometimes your intuition won't give you a reason. It will just guide you to a better direction, a clear decision. You might never know why. For example, if I had heeded the advice my intuition gave me and not dated Brad, I would likely never have, and blissfully so, known firsthand the why not. Maybe eventually I would have heard about him being unfaithful to someone else. Maybe not. Who knows what experience would have been waiting for me around the corner if I hadn't started dating him. Maybe there was someone else. Maybe there wasn't. But I clearly would have avoided the heartbreak that comes from being betrayed. You won't always know why. But in my experience, when you follow your intuition's guidance, you usually learn why it was so great. Eventually, you learn why your intuition was leading you down a certain road. I've had many experiences like that. One of my favorites happened many years ago when my intuition guided me to move out of a house that I loved into a place with lower rent. It's a story that I tell in detail in my book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. At the time, I didn't really want to leave that house. I loved it so. Luckily, by that time, I had been years in the habit of following whatever my intuition told me, whether I understood the particulars or not. That was years ago, and even today, I feel like it was my leaving that house that allowed me to write my book, Getting Answers. I had to work less to pay my rent, and I had more time to write. I didn't even know a book was in the works when I initially got the message that I needed to leave the original house. I just knew that all signs were pointing to me moving out. And of course, even though I wished it were otherwise at the time, I followed them. Remember when I said I was going to tell you how you do find out why your intuition is pointing you in a certain direction? You learn by following your intuition. I learned why it was best for me to move out of my house by moving out of my house. Then later, when I realized it was time to write a book, I easily recognized that it was this choice that had given me the time and freedom to do so. Do the thing your intuition is pointing you toward. You learn by following your intuition that your intuition is always guiding you to the best place for you. After a while, it becomes a no-brainer. You begin to know through your own experience that when you do follow it, you always win, even if you can't tell why at the time, or if you have no other reason other than it feels right, or your instincts are pointing you that way. I hope you don't have to learn the hard way like I did. Please feel free to use my example so that you can avoid your own ugh situations, crazy messes, or traumatic learnings. Let my example be the proof that you need to trust your intuition, even when you can't find a reason that it is right. So, next time your intuition is pointing you in a certain direction and you cannot find a reason why, this is what I suggest. Just shrug and remind yourself, seeing an obvious reason is not what validates my inner knowing. It's the acting on my internal guidance that does so. Okay, but what if you have to explain yourself to other people? This is something that sometimes hangs people up. They're like, how can I explain this decision to my partner or my friend or my coworker? If your intuition is giving you information, but you don't know exactly why, or you can't really explain it logically or clearly to someone, or even to yourself, as was the case for my story, you can always say this: I'm not sure why. It just feels right to me. Try it out and let me know what happens. Send me a message on Instagram or shoot me an email through my website or leave a review of the show telling us how it worked for you. And join me next week. We will continue this series of busting the myths that hold you back from trusting and owning your own powerful inner knowing. This is Aimé Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. Did you love this episode? I hope so. If you did, how about taking a second to like it where you get your podcasts? And a review would be wonderful. Or a comment even about how this impacted you and what you noticed. I love that. It really makes a difference for me. I want to hear from you. In the meantime, are you ready to move toward understanding and using your own intuition? You can download my free audio entitled, What is Intuition? How to Tell the Difference Between the Voice of Your Intuition and Your Fear-Based Ideas. Find the link in the show notes. Feel like you need a little guidance in your life and you don't want to wait for your intuition to kick in? Or maybe you're having a hard time discerning its direction. I provide psychic guidance for people who are confused about the next steps they need to take to get the best out of their lives. Through 30, 45 minute or hour long sessions, I will get you the clarity and insight you need to make the choices that bring you the most joy and serve your highest good. You can go to aimecartier.com to schedule a reading or find a link to how they work in the show notes. See you soon.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.